to Yetka for three. Scrapes the rune on that one. Doesn't fall. Rebound Golden Eagles with 2:35 to play in this first half. Cleary works against Black. Sends it over to Jewell on the far side. Bounces inside to Nicolau working against Bader. Overhands it out to Jewell and around the horn to Cleary here on this near side. Takes a three right in Black's face. No good. And the Beavers get the rebound. That's Yetka. Will give over to Robney. Brings it down on the far side of the court. Pass to Yetka over to Green. Green fakes towards the corner, then goes to the top, then passes to the corner to Black, who drives the baseline outside. Tried to get it to Yetka. Out of bounds, it'll go. And it will be Golden Eagle ball. As they check in, Johnson back in the game. Cleary brings it down and sets the Golden Eagle offense. Passes over to Knickerbocker, drives to the baseline, gives it back out to Cleary, who takes a shot from the free throw line. That goes in. He's got 10 points and the first player to double digits today. Minute 40 to play in this first half. Beavers trail 33-15. And a foul going to be called away from the ball. That's on Knickerbocker, his second. Fourth team foul called on the Golden Eagles here in this first half. Late sub for the Golden Eagles. Beavers have the ball. Green will drive to the lane, goes up off the backboard, no good, but he's fouled. And that is on Johnson, much to the dismay of the head coach Dan Weiss. Sends Green to the line. First one goes in. Second one goes in for Green. He's got 7 points on the day, leading scorer for the Beavers. Jewell on this near side, works against Black to the far. Zendakis. Top of the key, over to Jewell. Jewell for three, that is a Vekin for three, no good. A rebound, Bader. Gives to Black here on this near side. Hands off to Green, thought about a three. Squirms through the lane, goes up and in, but they'll call a charge on him. And that will be Green's first foul and the sixth one called on the Beavers in this first half that we have 1 minute and 7 seconds remaining in. Beavers trail 33-17 against the Golden Eagles.
Here, get it back here. Get it back here.
Referee still explaining the last foul that happened about a minute ago to the Kirkson head coach. And Cleary bringing it down. Looks back, gets the play, calls it out. One hands it to Hodge here on this near side. High steps over to the far side with a pass to Cleary. Under a minute to play, first half. Cleary overhands it to Jewell, fakes one way, drives the baseline. Back outside, underneath they'll go. Shot missed by Vekin. And the rebound goes to Bader. Bader gives to Yetka. Yetka to Black in the corner for three. No good. Rebound loose and picked up by the Golden Eagles. Safe from going out of bounds by Cleary. He'll give to Hodge. Hodge over to Vekin. Vekin in the lane. Misses the shot. Gets fouled. That's going to be on Rovney, his first, and the 18 foul called on the Beavers. Vekin at the line, shooting two. First one is up and in.
Anyway, we need to stop.
Second shot, rattles out. Picked up by the Golden Eagles. Vekin will get the tip. They'll reset. Game clock and shot clock off by about a tenth of a second. 19 seconds remaining here in this first half. 34-17. Crookston holding on to it till the very last minute. Second, rather. Cleary step back two. No good. Rebound and a jump ball called with 0.3 seconds. It'll be Beaver ball. One-hander overhand. Ooh, almost got it. Was from Robney, and into the half we go. The Beavers trail 34-17 to the Golden Eagles of Crookston. We'll have our halftime report coming up, featuring an interview with Coach Boshi and Javion Green coming up next on the Beaver Radio Network. Beavers trail 34-17 at the half.
Beaver basketball brought to you by
Paul Bunyan Communications
on the Beaver Radio Network.
Holding, number 79, defense, first down. I'm also holding a party tonight.
Great call by the official. Looks like we've got another flag on the field.
Holding, a Pepsi. Necessary refreshment.
Hey, Ted, bring some of that Pepsi to my party.
Pepsi and the NFL. Welcome to the Fun Doesn't End Zone.
They're waiting for you at your Bemidji Co-op Senex convenience stores. A&W Senex North at Irvin and Ann Street with all your favorites from A&W. Plus Piccadilly Pizza with pizza by the slice, 2 for $4. And save on Dean's Milk and Ice Cream. Plus Caribou and Farmer's Coffee. Visit Senex South at the junctions of Highway 2 and 71 with daily deli specials. And your home for live bait and tackle. Fuel up with quality Senex fuels at both locations. Bemidji Co-op Senex convenience stores.
Little ones are watching, learning, copying, mimicking, mirroring. They're developing their unique personalities based on what you do. When you make the choice to save energy, they will too. Be the lead they want to follow. Visit otpco.com/saveenergy to learn about available rebates. Ottertail Power Company.
Hi, Dan the Chevy Man here from Donlinger GM in Bemidji. You want tough trucks? We've got them. How about the Chevy Silverado half ton, three quarter ton, and one ton? How about the GMC Sierra half ton, three quarter ton, and one ton? And if that's not enough, how about the Chevy Colorado or GMC Canyon, the hottest midsize trucks on the market? So if you're thinking trucks, look no further than Donlinger GM, home of the tough trucks. Check us out online at DonlingerBemidji.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Every day made better at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2 of Bemidji. Enjoy your new hot tub free for 1 year. From now to the end of the year, we are offering special holiday financing. We will make your payments for one full year. That's right. You can now enjoy your hot tub, sauna, or game table and have 1 year of payments paid for by us. But hurry up, as we only have so many of these special finance packages to offer. At Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2 of Bemidji, look for the big duck across from Target.
Some restrictions may apply. See dealer for details.
Hi, this is Will Tisber from Bank Forward here in Bemidji. The question that homeowners are asking is it still a good time to refinance? I don't have a crystal ball for the future, of course, but I can tell you that yes, now is a great time to refinance your home. For fast, local home loans with an experienced lender who guides you through the process, call me, William Tisber, at Bank Forward, 218-444-2393. Loans available to qualifying applicants.
Bank Forward, an equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Take your winter fishing to the next level with an Ice Castle Fish House. Corner Sports Bemidji has every Ice Castle style, from the Scout to the Diamond RV model. Ice Castle is the largest manufacturer of premium portable ice fish houses around. And Corner Sports is the area's longest running Ice Castle dealer. Come in now for great pricing and best selection. Excellent financing rates, up to 10 years on approved credit. Shop for your Ice Castle today at Corner Sports, 1.5 miles north of the airport on Highway 71, Bemidji. And online at cornersports.us.
Every day made better at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2 of Bemidji. Enjoy your new hot tub free for 1 year. From now to the end of the year, we are offering special holiday financing. We will make your payments for one full year. That's right. You can now enjoy your hot tub, sauna, or game table and have 1 year of payments paid for by us. But hurry up, as we only have so many of these special finance packages to offer. At Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 of Bemidji, look for the big duck across from Target.
Some restrictions may apply. See dealer for details.
You're listening to Beaver Basketball on the Beaver Radio Network.
For BSU Today, presented by Paul Bunning Communications, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU men's basketball team takes on Minnesota Crookston tomorrow, a game you can catch on the Beaver Radio Network. Sophomore Javion Green joins us next on BSU Today on the Beaver Radio Network.
If you want the fastest internet speeds available and at an affordable rate, then you want GigaZone Internet from Paul Bunyan Communications. Get fiber optic fast internet up to a gigabit per second. That's up to 80 times faster than cable. Plus, you can add PBTV, unlimited local and long-distance phone service, and all new GigaZone customers can get GigaZone Wi-Fi free for the first 6 months. To find out more, visit paulbunyan.net. It's the GigaZone from Paul Bunyan Communications, and it's right here. Service availability depends upon location. Some restrictions may apply.
For BSU Today, presented by Paul Bunning Communications, I'm Brian Schultz. The BSU men's basketball team has won three straight. Down Northland College, down Valley City, and this past Monday, down Bemidji's Oak Hills Christian College. Beavers have been led in scoring pretty much since he stepped on campus by sophomore Javion Green. He's out of suburban Milwaukee. Green says that as he gets more playing time, he's gotten more comfortable at doing the little things.
I feel really comfortable. I mean, I just doing little things now. It's like really focusing on different aspects of my game, you know, rebounding, passing the ball more, along with scoring. It's good, you know, to run through the offense, play defense, you know, see where we're at, and then just work from there.
Beavers in Minnesota Crookston tomorrow afternoon. Catch the game right here on the Beaver Radio Network, Talk Radio 1360, and online at beaverradionetwork.com. Steve Pappas with a call tomorrow. That's BSU Today, presented by Paul Bunning Communications. I'm Brian Schultz for the Beaver Radio Network.
Beaver Basketball, brought to you by
First National Bank
on the Beaver Radio Network.
Are you a Christian looking to align your faith and finances? Then you'll want to check out Thrivent Financial. We're not your typical financial services provider. We're a not-for-profit Fortune 500 organization that helps our nearly 2.4 million members be wise with money. We provide guidance that reflects your values so you can protect what matters most. We help members live generously and strengthen the communities where they live, work, and worship. Learn more about the Thrivent story by contacting me, Financial Associate Alan Zutz, at 444-0202.
You're gonna love getting used to Venusa.
If you have an athlete living in your home, you know you need a good fridge to hold all the food, a microwave to heat it up with, a dishwasher to stash the dishes, and most important, a heavy-duty washer and dryer to wash those not-so-pleasant-smelling jerseys. Hi, this is Becky from Venusa. Come see why Venusa does it better. Venusa Appliance Sales and Service, now located just behind Sanford Walk-In Clinic on Minn Kota Avenue.
You're gonna love getting used to Venusa.
Think of someone in your life who's been a truly great partner. Chances are you've known them a long time. They're always there when you need them. They're loyal, committed, and you can always trust them to look out for your best interests. It's rare to find these qualities in a person, let alone a bank. But you do find them here, in Bemidji. First National Bank Bemidji. A partnership for generations. Member FDIC.
From highways to driveways, Knife River delivers the construction materials and services you need. Whether you're a handyman, weekend warrior, or jack of all trades, we take you from honey do to honey done when it comes to getting the job done right. Knife River Materials is one of the largest in construction materials and contracting companies in the United States and believes in building success through people, safety, quality, and environmental commitment. We proudly support this sports broadcast.
Hi, Dan the Chevy Man here from Donlinger GM in Bemidji. You want tough trucks? We've got them. How about the Chevy Silverado half ton, three quarter ton, and one ton? How about the GMC Sierra half ton, three quarter ton, and one ton? And if that's not enough, how about the Chevy Colorado or GMC Canyon, the hottest midsize trucks on the market? So if you're thinking trucks, look no further than Donlinger GM, home of the tough trucks. Check us out online at DonlingerBemidji.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Beaver Basketball on the Beaver Radio Network.
For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU men's basketball team is Javion Green, sophomore guard from Wauwatosa, Wisconsin. And Javion, last year's a freshman. You made quite the impact on this team with 28 games played, 454 points. How much more comfortable are you this year coming into your sophomore season?
I feel really comfortable. I mean, just doing little things now. It's like really focusing on different aspects of my game, you know, rebounding, passing the ball more, along with scoring.
Well, your team started off, unfortunately, with two losses, but you battled back with the next two. You guys ended up winning. What was the difference between those first two games and these last three?
The first two games, just early in the season. I mean, our team is super young, so we just, you know, I didn't have it. But I feel like we're going to be better these next conference games coming up.
You had a career-high 33 points in an 87-64 win over Northland College. What was working for you that night?
That night, just getting open. The ball kept going in, so I just kept shooting it. This is what I practice. So.
Hoping to have a few more games like that this year, I bet.
Hopefully.
You've got six true freshmen on this team and two redshirt freshmen starting this year. How are your freshmen looking so far?
The freshmen, they're really good. They're still learning, you know, the plays and how everything is. So, yeah, I feel like they'll be good.
You've had five non-conference games, including the game against Oak Hills. How much will that help prepare you guys for NSIC play coming up?
It's good, you know, to run through the offense, play defense, you know, see where we're at, and then just work from there.
Okay, off to some fun questions before we talk about that game coming up next time for you guys. What song or artist do you have to listen to get pumped up for a game?
I would say Lil Uzi.
Okay.
Lil Uzi Vert, yeah.
Favorite food on Thanksgiving?
Definitely sweet potato pie.
Favorite college basketball team you grew up cheering for?
South Carolina, Gamecocks.
Oh, okay. I was thinking you'd say Badgers, but...
Oh, South Carolina.
Oh, you're originally from South Carolina. Okay. That answers that question. Favorite NBA team?
OKC, Thunder.
If you could play one-on-one with any pro basketball player, who would it be and why?
It would be LeBron James. I feel like it should be a fun game, you know.
How bad do you think you'd get beat?
I don't think I would score. If he let me shoot, maybe I'll make it.
You've got your first conference game coming up against University of Minnesota Crookston. What do you expect out of the Golden Eagles?
They're probably going to come out hard, you know, just looking to beat us and, like, score. But I feel like we'll be prepared for them.
Good luck this season. Thanks, Javion.
Thank you.
Beaver Basketball, brought to you by
Skeeter Stitch
on the Beaver Radio Network.
These days, it isn't unusual for a home to have more than five devices using the internet, and that number continues to rise. Get the internet speed you need to support all your devices. Get the Gigazone from Paul Bunyan Communications. You'll get fiber optic fast internet speeds up to a gigabit per second. That's up to 80 times faster than cable. It's affordable, it's fast, and you can add Paul Bunyan Television and unlimited local and long distance phone service too. It's the Gigazone from Paul Bunyan Communications, and it's right here. Service availability depends upon location. Some restrictions may apply.
Are you a Christian looking to align your faith and finances? Then you'll want to check out Thrivent Financial. We're not your typical financial services provider. We're a not-for-profit Fortune 500 organization that helps our nearly 2.4 million members be wise with money. We provide guidance that reflects your values so you can protect what matters most. We help members live generously and strengthen the communities where they live, work, and worship. Learn more about the Thrivent story by contacting me, Financial Associate Alan Zutz, at 444-0202.
Are coming. Look to Bemidji CarQuest located in front of Menards on Paul Bunyan Drive, where they're offering a total tire care buy three, get one free package on all Continental tires. Continental tires offer best-in-class comfort, mileage, and traction. To make sure your vehicle is ready for winter, see the guys at CarQuest for the best service and prices on all your winter needs. Love your winter with CarQuest of Bemidji.
Roll in. Roll in to CarQuest and roll on.
Kubota's Orange Opportunity Sales Event is going on now. Get the tractor you need to tackle the tough jobs on your list. The Kubota L2501 comes with a tough diesel engine and available front loader and backhoe. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 84 months, plus great customer instant rebates and a 6-year warranty. Now through December 31st, 2017, see Acme Tools for more information. See the full line of Kubota at Acme Tools, Highways 2 and 71 North, Bemidji.
You're gonna love getting used to Venusa.
If you have an athlete living in your home, you know you need a good fridge to hold all the food, a microwave to heat it up quick, a dishwasher to stash the dishes, and most important, a heavy-duty washer and dryer to wash those not-so-pleasant-smelling jerseys. Hi, this is Becky from Venusa. Come see why Venusa does it better. Venusa Appliance Sales and Service, now located just behind Sanford Walk-In Clinic on Minn Kota Avenue.
You're gonna love getting used to Venusa.
You're listening to Bemidji State University Beaver Basketball on Talk Radio, AM 1360, KKPJ.
Welcome back to the Corner Sports broadcast booth here at the University of Minnesota Crookston. The Beavers need to find a spark here in the second half. Only shot 23% from the field. That is 6 for 26, scoring only 17 points. And giving up 34 to the Golden Eagles. As the Golden Eagles, they will start with the ball here in the second half.
Let's go,
Beavers out on defense, get the ball to Cleary. Cleary around the horn, gives to Hodge. Hodge working against Black, gets a screen at the top. Now moves to the near side wing, underhands it over to Cleary. One arms it to Jewell on the far side, working against McCarrick. Moves to the paint, bounces it underneath, up and in by Smith, and he gets the bottom of the net. Just starting things off here in the second half. Beavers trail 36-17. They've got the ball now. McCarrick has it, bounces it to Green. Green working against Hodge into the paint, loses the ball. Picked up by Cleary, bounces over to Jewell. Jewell around McCarrick, up and in. Bader here on this near side gives to Black. Black to Green, top of the key over to McCarrick, far side. It stops after one dribble, gives to Wendt. Wendt hands off to McCarrick at the elbow into the paint, off the backboard, high, no good. But Wendt's there for the putback, and the Beavers get on the board here in the second half. 38-19 our score, 18-40 to play, second half. Hodge stops at the three-point line right in front of the hoop. And Carrick brings the ball down, gets the play called from Coach Boshi, hands off to Green. Green outside to Bader. Bader thought about a shot, then bounces over to Wendt. Wendt tried to get it to Black, but it's tipped away. But Bader is able to pick that up for the Beavers. 10 on the shot clock. Black, three-pointer, off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound, Golden Eagles, Knickerbocker. Cleary brings it down. And we'll go on the far side, hoop working against Green, gives to Hodge. Hodge takes a three. That one goes again. The score, 17-40 to play, second half. Beavers trail big here on the road in the opening game of the NSIC conference schedule. Wendt bounces it underneath to Black, and that goes in. His first field goal of the day. 17-25 our time, 46-21. Cleary bounces out. Hodge tries for his third three in the second half, doesn't go. Tip in. Goes for Knickerbocker, though you could probably give an assist to Bader. Carrick works against Jewell here on this near side, picks up his dribble, bounces it inside to a Bader. Bader turnaround hook shot, that goes in. .45-23 the score. Cleary outside for three. That goes. He's got 13 on the night. Carrick here on this near side works against Jewell. It's a screen from Wendt. Stops at the free throw line. Gives a Green. Green for three. Yes. He He's the first Beaver into double digits for points. 10 on the night, 48-27 our score. 6:15 to play, second half. Hodge with it on this near side at the NSIC logo. Works across to the top of the key against Black now. Passes off to Jewel. Jewel will dive towards the hoop. Passes it around the horn, outside wing, pass to Hodge. Hodge holds it on the baseline, doesn't get the shot, misses it. That gets his own rebound, tips it back to a Golden Eagle outside for three. Knickerbocker doesn't get that to go, and Green will come away with that long rebound. Passing it ahead, but getting arm in the way. Was one of the Golden Eagles stolen by Smith. Cleary brings it back the other way. He'll go for a shot, misses it, but a foul called. And Beaver also on the ground. I believe that's Went. And he's finally up. Now put Cleary at the line to shoot two. Sorensen will check in the game for the Beavers, as well as Rovney after this first shot. First one's up and in. And the Beavers bring Rovney, Shevsky, and Sorensen in the game, placing Black, McCarrick, and Went. Shot goes in as well. 15 points for Cleary. Romney gets the ball tipped out of his hand, but he picks it back up. Gives to Shevsky. Shevsky sent out wide. Gets to Bader on this near side. Now back to Romney. Romney, top of the key, back towards this near side, right in front of the Beaver bench. Six on the shot clock. Javion Green fakes the shot. Now we'll take a long three. Gosh, that goes in. It's a 20-point game, 50-30 with 15:05 to play in the second half. Cleary hands this one off to Jewel. Jewel will go to the elbow and pass it back to Cleary, who takes a long three. Doesn't go. Rebound Bader will give to Romney to bring down for the Beavers. He'll send it back over to Bader. Bader hands off to Shevsky. He'll take a very long three. That one doesn't go. Rebound goes to Smith. Will give to a Cleary, who hands off to Hodge at the top of the key. Working against Shevsky. He'll bounce it back over to Cleary. Cleary inside to Smith. Smith back out to Cleary. Cleary will give it to Hodge with 10 on the shot clock. Working against Sorensen. Trying to find an opening. At 5 on the shot clock. Drives to the paint. Shot blocked by Shevsky. Gets ahead to a Bader. Bader over to Green on the baseline. Up and under, but his shot is blocked by a sprinting Smith. And back the other way it goes with the Golden Eagles. Have it behind the back pass from Cleary to Jewel. Jewel from the free throw line, no good. Rebound Smith. Smith sends it outside to Cleary to reset. That's a lot of effort from Smith in the last 30 seconds of play. He'll have the ball. He'll drive the baseline. He'll be fouled by Sorensen. And we'll take a timeout. 13:47 left to play. Second half, 50-30 our score here on the Beaver Radio Network.
Beaver Basketball, brought to you by
Corner Sports.
On the Beaver Radio Network.
You can see a neighbor for years without really knowing them. So allow us to reintroduce ourselves. We are a local business. We are owned by our employees. And this year, we're celebrating serving this great neighborhood for 120 years. You might say we're woven into the fabric of Bemidji, like a warm, comfortable blanket. First National Bank Bemidji, a partnership for generations. Member FDIC.
Hey, John, that sweater's looking a little snug.
Yeah, Grandma's gift from last year. She still thinks I'm 12, which was about 25% bigger.
That reminds me, for a limited time, get a $25 bonus card with every $100 in Green Mill gift cards purchased. That's 25% more.
My super snug sweater reminded you of a super sweet Green Mill deal.
Take Grandma to Green Mill this year. The bonus card offer might give her a more fitting gift idea for you.
Very funny. Now if I could just put my arms down.
For a limited time, get a $25 bonus card with every $100 in Green Mill gift cards purchased. Green Mill, pizza, pasta, beer and wings.
And holiday gift cards.
We'll see you at the mill.
Beaver basketball on the Beaver Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Corner Sports Broadcast Studio here at the University of Minnesota Crookston. The Beavers trail by 20. It's 50-30. Cleary for the Golden Eagles bounces this one over. Baseline shot blocked. Sorensen gets that block and the rebound gets to Bader. Bader will hand off to Roby. 13:30 left to play in this second half. Green with it. Gets the ball tipped out of his hands by Nikola. Picked up by Cleary. Sprints back the other way. Off the backboard too strong. And a foul going to be called on the shot on the offense. It's going to be called against Nikola. His second one called against the Golden Eagles. First one called against the Golden Eagles here in the second half. Rovni on the near side, bounces inside, the ball is stolen away by the Golden Eagles. That was Knickerbocker, and gives to Cleary. Cleary on this near side, looks to bounce, he does, gives to Hodge. Hodge against Shevsky, gets a screen, go to the paint, takes a floating pass, rather, over to Knickerbocker, and he'll give it to Jewell. Jewell, top of the key, gives off to Cleary, four on the shot clock, working against Green, back over to Nikolaou, missed the shot. Javion Green stepped on the line on the rebound. And now a little bit of controversy as the shot clock expired at the same time that Javion Green touched the ball. We're going to have a discussion, it looks like. Perhaps a replay. We'll see what the referee decides on that. Beavers trail by 20 with 12:40 to play here in the second half. First game of the NSIC conference action for the Beavers. They'll say a shot clock violation, so it'll be Beaver ball. And Beavers bring Wendt back in the game. Inbound to Roby to bring down for the Beavers. He'll bounce it over to Black. Black chest pass to Wendt. Wendt over to Roby. Works against Cleary. Inside to Sorensen. Sorensen off the backboard. No good. Nikolai gets his hand in there. Beaver rebound goes to Wendt. And the whistle's on. That goes out of bounds. It's Beaver ball. 11 on the shot clock. 12:20 to play. Inbounds goes to Javion Green. And a whistle before the drive. And that foul is going to be called against the Golden Eagles Hodge. That's his second. 20 seconds now put back on the shot clock. Inbound goes over to Roby behind the line. He'll go to the top of the key, met by both Cleary and Nikolaou. He'll pass off to Green. Green off the backboard, up and in. He's got 15 points of the 32 the Beavers have. Chipping away at that 20-point lead, now an 18-point lead. Jewell over to Hodge. Hodge, who's hit 2 3-pointers here in the second half. Attempts a long two, and that goes in. Picks up his dribble, gets to Wendt. Wendt on the near side to Green. Green to the baseline, off the backboard, no good. Rebound, Nikolaou. And a off ahead. The Golden Eagles go. Cleary sends it over to Jewel. Jewel on the far baseline goes up for a shot against Sorensen. Misses it. Gets his own rebound. Sends it out to Hodge. Hodge in the paint. Over to Knickerbocker. Almost lost it. Oh, gets it to Jewel. Jewel gives to Cleary. We'll bounce it over to Hodge to reset. 10 on the shot clock as Jewel looks to drive to the hoop. He'll go right down the lane, and he's fouled as he's running through the paint. And that's going to be called on Sharif Black, his second. Bader and Yetka come in the game for Sorensen and Green. Beacon back in the game for the Golden Eagles. 52-32 with 11:04 to play. Cleary to the paint, passes out to Beacon, back to Cleary, working against Yetka. Now to Bader, working against Bader, sends it over to Beacon. Beacon back to Cleary for three. That goes in. Ropey gives to Went. Went back to Ropey, to Yetka. One pass over to Sharif Black into the paint, and whistles before the shot. Foul called on Hodge. That's his third. Into the game for the Golden Eagles, Johnson. 10 minutes, 31 seconds to play. 55-32 our score, the Beavers trail. Here at Crookston, Romney gets the handoff from Yetka after the inbounds. Yetka bounces it underneath to Went outside for Romney for three. Short on that. Rebound Beavers. And Sharif Black get that one to get in. Cleary brings it down on this near side, working against Yetka. Now against Bader into the paint. Dishes over to Nikola, who's sidestepped. Hook shot goes in. Under 10 minutes to play. Yetka on the near side, right in front of the Beaver bench. Takes a couple of dribbles further down the line. Takes a three, no good. Foul on the rebound. And the foul is called on the Golden Eagles. That's on Johnson, and we've reached the timeout. The Beavers trail 57-34 here on the Beaver Radio Network.
Beaver Basketball, brought to you by
Acme Tools.
On the Beaver Radio Network.
Holding, number 79, defense, first down. I'm also holding a party tonight.
Great call by the official. Looks like we've got another flag on the field.
Holding a Pepsi. Necessary refreshment.
Hey, Ted, bring some of that Pepsi to my party.
Pepsi and the NFL. Welcome to the Fun Doesn't End Zone.
Paul Bunyan Communications is Northern Minnesota's certified Apple service center for both in-warranty and out-of-warranty service on your iPhone, iPad, Apple Watch, Mac computer, Apple TV, and Beats products. Bring it to Paul Bunyan Communications. We can also repair non-Apple computers. Our brand new Apple service center is on the first floor of our Bemidji office and is open Monday through Friday from 8:30 until 5:30. Choose Paul Bunyan Communications, Northern Minnesota's certified Apple service center. It's right here.
This is Bemidji State University. Beaver Basketball on Talk Radio. AM 1360. KKBJ.
Welcome back after the timeout. The quick shot is taken and made by Bader. That goes in. He's got six. And now the Beavers employing a four-court press down 57-36 with 9:30 to play in the second half. Hodge with it on the far side for the Golden Eagles. Stops at the elbow and gives out to Cleary. Cleary backs away to the volleyball line. Now we'll think about attacking the rim. Stops at the free throw line. Fadeaway jumper goes in. And he's got 20 on the night. Carrick on the far side, hands off to Yetka. Yetka to the top, back to the corner to Carrick, and a travel going to be called. Hey, goes to Hodge. He'll be mirrored by Black all the way. He's on the far side of the court. Surveys the field. Gets a screen. Thought about driving. Backs away. Now working against Blint. Gets another screen. Step back. Takes a pass. Thought about a three. Now he'll get the ball back. Lofting shot. Short. No good. Rebound Sharif Black. He drives down on that far side of the court. Near side three taken by Pekarik is in. He gets on the board today. Long overhand pass by the Golden Eagles. Into the chair goes the Golden Eagle, and a foul called on Pekarik. Smith went sliding down.
We gotta get it back, Green.
Smith gets the inbounds, lofted it out from Cleary, and he'll pass it back. Cleary on the near side, pinned on the baseline, passes outside. Three-point shot taken and made by And with 8:10 to play, the Beavers trail 62-39. Pekarik gets a screen from Bader. Bader over to Yetka, back to Pekarik. Pekarik bounces over to Bader. Bader takes a jumper, doesn't go. Ball tipped on the rebound, back to the Beavers. Pekarik underneath. It goes to Went, which would be to Sharif Black, and he'll get his 8 point. Working against Black here on this near side, picks up his dribble, one hands it underneath to Smith, and he gets it to go off the backboard and in. 64-41, 7:25 to play in the second half. Sharif Black has the ball for the Beavers at the free throw line, sends it outside to Yetka. Yetka to Bader for three. Yes. Thinks about driving, thinks better, passes it off to Smith, hands back to Hodge. Hodge now on the baseline, over to Smith, tried for the jam and settled for the layup. And that goes in. Pekarik, pass over to Black. Black bounces back, now will drive the lane, goes up for his shot, and is called for a charge. This is third foul of the day as Javion Green comes back in the game for the Beavers. .642 to play in the second half. Beavers trail 66-44. Hodge brings it down on the near sideline. Working against Black. Almost lost the ball. Now picks it back up. Gets his footing. Goes for a three. Misses that. Smith gets the rebound. Gets the Knickerbocker. Finds Cleary. Moves to the far side with a handoff over to Jewel. Jewel now top of the key. One arms it over to the far side. To Cleary. Cleary working against Black. Drives the baseline. High pass is tipped, but picked up by Jewel. 10 on the shot clock. Hodge takes a step inside the three-point line. Takes a shot. The free throw line, and that goes in. He's got 15 points on the night. Javion Green fakes a three. Passes outside for three. No good on that. Rebound goes to the Golden Eagles. 68-44 with 5:44 to play in the second half. Hook shot pass over to Smith. Smith with a jumper. That goes in. Sorensen will check in for the Beavers in the next timeout, along with Shevsky and Rovney. Pekarik drives the lane, doesn't get it to go. Foul going to be called on the rebound. That's going to be on Went, his fourth. Beavers put on that full court press. Knickerbocker gets the inbounds, gives it back to Jewel. Jewel working against Rovney. JVN Green just gets run over in a moving screen. Foul called on Jewel, Beaver ball. Shevsky takes a long three off the mark. Rebound Smith. He gets to Cleary to bring down for the Golden Eagles. Over to Jewel on the far side, working against Rovney. Underneath they'll go. And then back to a Jewel who's driving the lane. Goes up for a shot. Misses that. Foul called. And on the way, when we come back, we will have some foul shots. Timeout on the court. The Beavers trail 70-44 on the Beaver Radio Network.
Beaver Basketball, brought to you by
The Glass Doctor.
On the Beaver Radio Network.
Take your winter fishing to the next level with an Ice Castle Fish House. Corner Sports Bemidji has every Ice Castle style, from the Scout to the Diamond RV model. Ice Castle is the largest manufacturer of premium portable ice fish houses around. And Corner Sports is the area's longest running Ice Castle dealer. Come in now for great pricing and best selection. Excellent financing rates, up to 10 years on approved credit. Shop for your Ice Castle today at Corner Sports, 1.5 miles north of the airport on Highway 71 Bemidji, and online at cornersports.us.
Beaver Basketball on the Beaver Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Corner Sports Broadcast Studio here at the University of Minnesota Crookston. 4 minutes and 50 seconds remain in this ballgame. The Beavers trail 70-44 on the game, shooting 35% from the field, but remarkably better in the second half, 12-25, shooting 48% from the field. But the Golden Eagles of Crookston, they have been hot since the beginning, now shooting 55% from the field here in the second half, as some foul shots coming from Jewel. That first one goes in. Beavers on the road again next weekend as well, as that one trickles down for Jewel. 72-44 our score with 4:45 to play. Rovney tried for an underhanded layup, doesn't go. It's blocked, in fact. Green gets a rebound, and then it's almost tipped out of bounds. Saved by the Golden Eagles, picked up by the Beavers. Three-point shot taken, missed. But Sorensen gets the rebound. He'll give to Green. Green splits through two Golden Eagle defenders, and then gets that to go in. A little finger roll. 17 points for JVN Green this evening. 72-46 our score. Beavers trail against the Golden Eagles. Hodge working against Shevsky. Passes this off to Cleary. Cleary trying to find some room. Passes it to Jewel. Jewel one arms it back to Cleary. Cleary for three. And that goes in. Shevsky here on the near side. Gives to Green. Green for three. Doesn't fall. Rebound fought for, but won by the Golden Eagles. Cleary bringing it down. High stepping in the paint, then passing out to Jewel. Jewel sends it back out to Cleary into the wing. One arms it back to him. Over to Hodge. Hodge here on the near side. Gets a screen from Smith. And takes the pass over to Jewel. Jewel into the paint. Lofting shot, no good. Rebound, pinballs around. Picked up by the Golden Eagles. And a fresh shot clock coming up. Hodge with it on this near side. Works against Green, trying to find some room in the paint. Goes up and under and in. Shevsky on the far side gives to Rovney. Rovney one arms it to Sorensen for three. That goes in. Cleary with it for the Golden Eagles. Awkward looking shot there. Rovney gets the rebound. pass over to Shevsky. Shevsky for three. That goes in. Beavers trying to get something going here in the last 2:10 of the second half, trailing 77-52. Hodge gives to Jewel on this near side, working against Rovney. Rovney lets him go by as Quinn is covering him, and Jewel gets that to go off the backboard and in. Rovney, top of the key, chest pass over to a Green. Green in the lane, off the backboard, no good. Sorensen gets the rebound. His shot's blocked by Cleary. Goes back up again. His shot missed. This time he goes up again, and it goes in. Foul called on Cleary is first as the Beavers bring in Baumgartner and Towns and Yetka. And the Golden Eagles do a full line switch. And we'll try to keep up with those names as we go. Sorensen's second shot goes in. He's replaced by Thompson. Shevsky working against Jewel in the backcourt. He crosses the line, gives to Allcroft. He'll drive towards the basket. Shevsky one-arms it over to Baumgartner. Baumgartner to Yetka. Yetka underneath to Baumgartner. Loses the ball, and it's picked up by the Golden Eagles. Jewel will bring it down. Underhand pass over to Sandakis. Over to Jewel. Sandakis for three. No good. Rebound Beavers. That is Rovney to bring it down. Under a minute to play. Wafting underneath to Thompson. Thompson couldn't get underneath that one. It goes out of bounds off of the Golden Eagles. And it'll be Beaver ball. Thompson gets the inbound. Goes to Yetka. Yetka underneath to Baumgartner. And that goes in. 40 seconds to play here at Crookston. Bounce pass over to the far side, lumbering towards the lane, and up it is. It's Lorenz. Rovney gives to Yetka. Yetka back to Rovney. Finds Shevsky on the near side, gets a screen from Thompson. Finds some room on the near side, takes a jumper, no good. Going for the rebound, the Golden Eagles pick it up. I'll send it over to Jules with 10 seconds to play. And this will be our final score. It's 83-57. Beavers lose their NSIC opener against the University of Minnesota Crookston Golden Eagles. We'll take a quick break and we'll kick off the Paul Bunyan Communications postgame show next here on the Beaver Radio Network.
Beaver Basketball, brought to you by
First National Bank
on the Beaver Radio Network.
Are you a Christian looking to align your faith and finances? Then you'll want to check out Thrivent Financial. We're not your typical financial services provider. We're a not-for-profit Fortune 500 organization that helps our nearly 2.4 million members be wise with money. We provide guidance that reflects your values so you can protect what matters most. We help members live generously and strengthen the communities where they live, work, and worship. Learn more about the Thrivent story by contacting me, Financial Associate Alan Zutz, at 444-0202.
Glass Doctor of Bemidji is locally owned and proudly supports BSU Sports. Glass Doctor is the place to call for all your glass repair and replacement needs. They handle both residential and light commercial glasswork. All of their technicians are trained and certified. Quality workmanship and customer satisfaction is what you can expect from Glass Doctor of Bemidji. Walk-ins welcome or call 759-1289 for an appointment. Located next to Arby's. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5.
Call the Glass Doctor. We'll fix your paint.
school year is here. For custom team clothing, visit Skeeter Stitch in Bemidji. Have your local team, church group, or business looking their best in custom embroidery or screen printing made just for you. Skeeter Stitch also has the hottest new clothing on the shelves for the Beavers, Lumberjacks, and other local teams. Plus, they offer letter jackets and chenille for all area high schools. Visit or call Skeeter Stitch today, just a half a mile west of the Bemidji High School on 5th Street. Visit online, SkeeterStitch.com. Skeeter Stitch of Bemidji.
Taco Blitz at Taco John's is your ticket to the year's biggest football game and other super prizes. Team a crispy or soft shell taco with one of four burritos, plus your choice of 20-ounce fountain beverage. But wait, it gets bigger, because with each Taco Blitz, you get a chance to win awesome prizes, like gift cards and two tickets to the big game in Minneapolis on February 4th. Get the Taco Blitz. Crush hunger. Win big. For a limited time, only at Taco John's.
These days, it isn't unusual for a home to have more than five devices using the internet, and that number continues to rise. Get the internet speed you need to support all your devices. Get the Gigazone from Paul Bunyan Communications. You'll get fiber optic fast internet speeds up to a gigabit per second. That's up to 80 times faster than cable. It's affordable, it's fast, and you can add Paul Bunyan Television and unlimited local and long distance phone service too. It's the Gigazone from Paul Bunyan Communications, and it's right here. Service availability depends upon location. Some restrictions may apply.
It's time for the Paul Bunyan Communications post-game show. Paul Bunyan Communications, the official digital provider for the Beaver Radio Network. This is Beaver Basketball.
Welcome back to the Corner Sports broadcast booth here at the University of Minnesota Crookston. The Beavers lose by a score of 83-57. And just looking at the stats, not all that great. For on the day, the Beavers shot 37% from the field, 26% from beyond the arc, but they did shoot 100% from the free throw line, so there is a bright spot for you. The leading scorer on the day was Javion Green with 18 points. And next to him was Sharif Black with 8, and Logan Bader had 9 points. Even Kyle Sorensen had 8 points on the day. For the Minnesota Crookston Golden Eagles, their leading scorer was Harrison Cleary at 23 points, and two guys tied at 16 with Gable Smith and Alan Hodge, both had 16 points. It was an offensive outburst for them. They shot 49% from the field, but honestly, watching the game, it looked like they were shooting about 85% from the field every time they took a shot, or any time that it looked like the Beavers were making any progress in that 20-point lead. They were there to drop a three or just totally decimate any offensive positivity that the Beavers could find. Overall, the Beavers are now 0-1 in NSIC action, and we'll see if we get a chance to talk with Coach Boshi at the end of this game. It is the Paul Bunyan Communications post-game show. At the end of first, the Beavers women team leading 18-17 over the Colorado over Colorado Christian. Pretty good stuff. So be sure to check that out. It's all on BeaverRadioNetwork.com, also BSUBeavers.com. We'll take a quick break. Come back with more of the Paul Bunyan Communications post-game show here on the Beaver Radio Network.
You're listening to Beaver Basketball on the Beaver Radio Network.
The big game is coming up. Motivate your team with new jerseys screen-printed at Skeeter Stitch. Is your grand opening on the way? Make sure your employees look their best in custom embroidered shirts from Skeeter Stitch. When you need top quality shirts, jackets, sweats, caps, or other items for your group or business, Skeeter Stitch gets the job done. You supply the artwork or let Skeeter Stitch create it for you. For custom embroidery or screen printing, call Skeeter Stitch of Bemidji. Visit them online at SkeeterStitch.com.
Shopping at Marketplace Foods.
Here at Marketplace Foods, we are proud of our Angus Pride beef, and for good reason. Only the top 20% of choice Angus beef qualifies to be Angus Pride. Consistently well-marbled, tender, and sure to please, Angus Pride is without a doubt the city's finest. Expertly cut and trimmed by our staff, Marketplace is the place for beef. So when you want the best, stop in to Marketplace.
For City Auto Glass, here's Beavers head hockey coach Tom Ceratori.
As head hockey coach, it's my job to lead the team. In the auto glass world, the team to rely on is City Auto Glass. They've been in business around here for almost 6 years now, and for more than 25 years throughout Minnesota. Safety is their big thing, doing glass work the right way to keep you and your family safe. Thankfully, it doesn't happen often, but if you ever need auto glass, keep my friends at City Auto Glass in mind.
Your safety, our business. City Auto Glass at cityautoglass.com.
Hey, John, that sweater's looking a little snug.
Yeah, Grandma's gift from last year. She still thinks I'm 12. Wish it was about 25% bigger.
That reminds me, for a limited time, get a $25 bonus card with every $100 in Green Mill gift cards purchased. That's 25% more.
My super snug sweater reminded you of a super sweet Green Mill deal.
Take Grandma to Green Mill this year. The bonus card offer might give her a more fitting gift idea for you.
Very funny. Now, if I could just put my arms down.
For a limited time, get a $25 bonus card with every $100 in Green Mill gift cards purchased. Green Mill, pizza, pasta, beer and wings,
and holiday gift cards.
We'll see you at the mill.
Here comes the 2018 Bemidji Outdoor Sports Show. And your chance to win a Honda Rancher ATV. From Honda, the Bemidji Sports Center, and Talk Radio AM 1360. Text Honda now to 67664. That's Honda to 67664. And get registered. Then listen for the Rancher Rev. Instantly qualify with Honda, the Bemidji Sports Center, and Talk Radio, AM 1360. This is Bemidji State University. Beaver Basketball on Talk Radio, AM 1360. KKBJ.
Welcome back to UMC. The Beavers fall today by a score of 83-57. As they get to head back home for the night and then also for next weekend, taking on the University of Minnesota Duluth and then also St. Cloud State. It doesn't get any easier as you go through this NSIC conference play. Beavers hard into it right away. And this is a good showing of what's to come. Well, hopefully not a good showing of what's to come. Hopefully the Beavers will shoot better than 37% from the field and play some better defense on the day as well. I think offensive rebounds were a big key to this game, and I think if they would have been able to get more of those, it would have been better. And even defensive rebounds, they were getting boxed out down underneath the hoop and gave a lot of second chance points to the Golden Eagles this afternoon. We're just waiting on Coach Boshi to make his way to the press box, and we'll talk with him in just a few. It's the Paul Bunny Communications postgame report here on the Beaver Radio Network.
Beaver Basketball, brought to you by
Thrivin Financial.
On the Beaver Radio Network.
Are you a Christian looking to align your faith and finances? Then you'll want to check out Thrivin Financial. We're not your typical financial services provider. We're a not-for-profit Fortune 500 organization that helps our nearly 2.4 million members be wise with money. We provide guidance that reflects your values so you can protect what matters most. We help members live generously and strengthen the communities where they live, work, and worship. Learn more about the Thrivin story by contacting me, Financial Associate Alan Zutz, at 444-0202.
Glass Doctor of Bemidji is locally owned and proudly supports BSU Sports. Glass Doctor is the place to call for all your glass repair and replacement needs. They handle both residential and light commercial glasswork. All of their technicians are trained and certified. Quality workmanship and customer satisfaction is what you can expect from Glass Doctor of Bemidji. Walk-ins welcome or call 759-1289 for an appointment. Located next to Arby's. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5.
The school year is here. For custom team clothing, visit Skeeter Stitch in Bemidji. Have your local team, church group, or business looking their best in custom embroidery or screen printing made just for you. Skeeter Stitch also has the hottest new clothing on the shelves for the Beavers, Lumberjacks, and other local teams. Plus, they offer letter jackets and chenille for all area high schools. Visit or call Skeeter Stitch today, just a half a mile west of the Bemidji High School on 5th Street. Visit online, SkeeterStitch.com. Skeeter Stitch of Bemidji.
Taco Blitz at Taco John's is your ticket to the year's biggest football game and other super prizes. Team a crispy or soft shell taco with one of four burritos, plus your choice of 20-ounce fountain beverage. But wait, it gets bigger, because with each Taco Blitz, you get a chance to win awesome prizes, like gift cards and two tickets to the big game in Minneapolis on February 4th. Get the Taco Blitz. Crush hunger. Win big. For a limited time, only at Taco John's.
These days, it isn't unusual for a home to have more than 5 devices using the internet, and that number continues to rise. Get the internet speed you need to support all your devices. Get the GigaZone from Paul Bunyan Communications. You'll get fiber optic fast internet speeds up to a gigabit per second. That's up to 80 times faster than cable. It's affordable, it's fast, and you can add Paul Bunyan Television and unlimited local and long distance phone service too. It's the GigaZone from Paul Bunyan Communications, and it's right here. Service availability depends upon location. Some restrictions may apply.
You're listening to Beaver Basketball on the Beaver Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Corner Sports Broadcast booth here on the Beaver Radio Network. It's an interesting Saturday, only having basketball here in the wintertime, but we're going to take a look at the upcoming schedule that we have. I know that next weekend it is going to be the... we'll have a doubleheader of men's and women's basketball as they will host UMD and St. Cloud State. And the hockey teams, they are going to be on the road again as well. Just taking a look at that here. On the Beaver Radio Network this weekend, this coming week, we'll have the Go Green Mill Coaches Show. And that will go on Wednesday night. And then women's basketball, women's hockey at the Gophers, taking them on. And the men's hockey team, they travel to Bowling Green, and then the men's basketball team as well. So what I'm trying to say is we're going to be busy around here on the Beaver Radio Network. Be sure to bookmark our site and like and follow us on Facebook and Twitter. That about does it for us for this evening. We're going to give Coach Boshi a couple more minutes to see if he'll swing on by, and then we'll wrap up the Paul Bunyan Communications post-game show here on the Beaver Radio Network.
Beaver Basketball, brought to you by
Domlinger GM
on the Beaver Radio Network.
You can see a neighbor for years without really knowing them. So allow us to reintroduce ourselves. We are a local business. We are owned by our employees. And this year, we're celebrating serving this great neighborhood for 120 years. You might say we're woven into the fabric of Bemidji, like a warm, comfortable blanket. First National Bank Bemidji, a partnership for generations. Member FDIC.
Hey, John, that sweater's looking a little snug.
Yeah, Grandma's gift from last year. She still thinks I'm 12. Wish it was about 25% bigger.
That reminds me, for a limited time, get a $25 bonus card with every $100 in Green Mill gift cards purchased. That's 25% more.
My super snug sweater reminded you of a super sweet Green Mill deal.
Take Grandma to Green Mill this year. The bonus card offer might give her a more fitting gift idea for you.
Very funny. Now if I could just put my arms down.
For a limited time, get a $25 bonus card with every $100 in Green Mill gift cards purchased. Green Mill, pizza, pasta, beer and wings.
And holiday gift cards.
We'll see you at the mill.
Holding, number 79, defense, first down. I'm also holding a party tonight.
Great call by the official. Looks like we've got another flag on the field.
Holding, a Pepsi. Necessary refreshment.
Hey, Ted, bring some of that Pepsi to my party.
Pepsi and the NFL. Welcome to the Fun Doesn't End Zone.
Paul Bunyan Communications is Northern Minnesota's certified Apple service center for both in-warranty and out-of-warranty service on your iPhone, iPad, Apple Watch, Mac computer, Apple TV, and Beats products. Bring it to Paul Bunyan Communications. We can also repair non-Apple computers. Our brand new Apple service center is on the first floor of our Bemidji office and is open Monday through Friday from 8:30 until 5:30. Choose Paul Bunyan Communications, Northern Minnesota's certified Apple service center. It's right here.
Take your winter fishing to the next level with an Ice Castle Fish House. Corner Sports Bemidji has every Ice Castle style, from the Scout to the Diamond RV model. Ice Castle is the largest manufacturer of premium portable ice fish houses around. And Corner Sports is the area's longest running Ice Castle dealer. Come in now for great pricing and best selection. Excellent financing rates up to 10 years on approved credit. Shop for your Ice Castle today at Corner Sports, 1.5 miles north of the airport on Highway 71 Bemidji, and online at cornersports.us.
This is Beaver Basketball. Beaver Basketball on the Beaver Radio Network.
Well, that about does it for us for this evening. Again, the Beavers fall by a score of 83-57 against the University of Minnesota Crookston Golden Eagles. 0-1 in NSIC play, but a chance to break into the win column this coming weekend. Friday and Saturday, both games at the BSU Gymnasium. Both games for men and women on Friday night against the University of Minnesota Duluth, and on Saturday night against St. Cloud State. My name is Steve Pappas. I will see you guys next week. Have a great evening.